Products like goji berries and quinoa are part of a fast-growing health food industry. Just last year, products derived from the Brazilian acai berry grossed nearly $200 million in the United States alone. The aggressive marketing of these superfoods is backed up by often misleading and sometimes overblown claims of their healthful benefits. Tom Philpott is co-founder of Maverick Farms. That's a center for sustainable food education in North Carolina. His writing on food politics has appeared in Newsweek and The Guardian. He wrote about superfood myths for Mother Jones magazine. Tom, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
Quinoa, acai, goji berries, chia seeds are some of the superfoods of the moment. What are their true healthful benefits?
Well, in the case of acai berries and goji berries, these are very brightly colored fruits. What their bright color tells us is that they're full of what has become known as phytonutrients or phytochemicals. And these are plant compounds that seem to be what makes eating fruit and drinking red wine and things like that good for us. They've got properties that fight cancer. They've got properties that help us metabolize food in an efficient way. One problem is that they aren't the only brightly colored foods out there, obviously. We have here in the United States blueberries, cranberries, strawberries. These foods, too, are also very high in these phytochemicals. When I've looked at science, when I've looked at research that has sort of rated these fruits, it turns out, health claims to the side, acai berries and goji berries don't rate, spectacularly more high, higher than, say, blueberries. But, you can't really move something and have a craze for something that's based on blueberries, which is this food that we've been, that people have known here for generations. And so you bring in this food from the outside, and that makes it, shinier and newer and more attractive.
And plus some pretty miraculous claims made by or implied by marketers about the benefits of these foods. What are some of those?
Well, for acai berries, I think it got pretty ridiculous pretty fast. And you had people saying that eating acai berries or products derived from them would make you lose weight. Now, let's think about that. Acai berries, like anything else, have calories. And, I don't think there's any food that you can eat that's going to make you lose weight. And that was, pretty quickly debunked. For things like, for goji berries, I've heard claims that it cures sexual dysfunction and things like that. I've seen no science to back it up any more than any other richly colored fruit or vegetable is really good for you and probably good for all of your systems.
Well, I have to admit that I am guilty. I grow my own kombucha and I make quinoa because it's easy and tasty. And I know a lot of people who avoid industrial foods and eat these superfoods. Even if the claims are aggressive, isn't it better to eat these healthy foods?
Quinoa is a very healthy food. Is it necessarily healthier than eating, say, brown rice and beans? Not sure. But it's not a bad food. And if you're eating them as part of a balanced, diverse diet, then you're doing very well for yourself. I guess the question I have to ask is, could you be doing the same thing a little cheaper without, ponying up for these foods is my question.
Like what would be an example?
Well, for example, putting frozen blueberries in your smoothie instead of goji berries or instead of a quinoa salad. The price of quinoa has skyrocketed. I've been eating quinoa for probably 10 years. Its price has completely skyrocketed. And now colored quinoas, like the reds and the blacks, are $6-7 a pound. Mm. My question is, are you being compensated for that premium over something like brown rice and beans? And, the other question that comes up with these foods is that they're very new to us, but they're very traditional to the people in the areas where they're grown. Quinoa is not a superfood in the Andes. It's dinner in the Andes, and it has been for generations and generations. And when a craze like this happens and the price goes up, there are positive effects and negative effects that we have to account for. If you're an Andean farmer, you may have benefited dramatically from the quinoa craze. However, if you're a consumer in a village who's not farming and doing something else, suddenly you could be priced out of the market. We have to, consider whether our habit for something like this that grows under very specific conditions is hurting people in those areas.
We're talking about the health claims of so-called superfoods like quinoa, goji berries with Tom Philpott. He's co-founder of Maverick Farms. That's a center for sustainable food education in North Carolina. are there any dangers associated with this kind of aggressive marketing? I mean, can overuse of these foods, I remember hearing something about kombucha a couple of years ago because of its alcohol content, can they actually be harmful to consumers?
Well, sure. I mean, anything can be overdone. And, you know, something like, you know, let's take goji berries. I do not challenge that they're probably very beneficial to eat. However, I think there is a kind of a tendency in America to hear that something is good. You know, if I eat a little handful of goji berries every day, that's very good for me. So if I eat a huge handful every day, if I, you know, gorge on goji berries, I haven't heard this happen yet, but you could well imagine someone declaring a goji berry diet. I'm going to eat goji berries and nothing else for the next 2 weeks to cleanse myself or something. Well, you know, it's a sugary food. If you were to overdo it, you could be taking in too much sugar and, you know, maybe gain weight you're not trying to gain. As with everything else, the poison is in the dose. And if you overdo anything, then it's going to be trouble. One of the interesting things about goji berries is that there's this mythology that they're sort of wild grown in the Himalayas, and they come from these rarefied communities way up in the mountains, when in reality, they come from rather large plantations in China. I eat the occasional goji berry, and I don't think there's any reason to doubt the safety of the product. However, we know that the Chinese food market has got a pretty spotty record for food safety. It's really hard to get transparency in the food chain. One of the things about the sustainable food movement is that it is trying to look at, with transparency, how food gets from farm to table. And when you start getting into exotic superfoods, you're completely moving away from that transparency. And I think that's something to think about.
What's your advice to all of us who are looking for good, healthy, real superfoods that may cost less and be equally as effective?
It's basically the same old boring advice. Try to eat with the seasons. And, you know, and obviously you guys are up in New Hampshire in the winter. You're going to want to supplement that. And one way to do that is with high quality frozen foods like frozen blueberries. And it's just sort of, you know, what is at your farmer's market in season is probably going to be the real superfood. You know, fresh tomatoes are loaded with all these phytochemicals, mustard greens, kale, cabbages, things like that. These are extremely healthy and nutrient dense foods. And when they're in season, they're pretty cheap comparatively. And I think that is the way to focus your energy and your food budget.
Tom Philpott, co-founder of Maverick Farms in North Carolina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tom's work on food politics has appeared in Newsweek and The Guardian, and the superfood myth story that we read about is in Mother Jones. We have a link at wordofmouthradio.org.